Welcome everyone to episode 9 of Around the Controller. My name is David and I'm your host for today. Joining me is our humble king, Zach.
At your service.
The master debater, Andrew.
Hello,
And our still only legal counsel, Bridge.
I really hope that doesn't change anytime soon. I like being the only one.
So I'm studying to pass the bar.
Damn it. No.
We all are.
Then I'll just be, oh no, then I'll just be 25% of our legal counsel.
Wait, 25%?
If we all are.
Oh, we
Well,
all are.
actually, if we all are, it's like, what's like a
I don't
10%?
know.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, depends on what you meant by all of us.
The extended around the monitor universe.
If you're joining us for the first time, this is our general topic video game podcast where we talk about what we've been playing, some short takes, and a topic of the show. This week's topic is a little interesting. We're going to be making video game wishes and then ruining each other's wishes like a cursed monkey paw. So stay tuned for that. But first, Zach, what have you been playing?
Honestly, I've been moving, so the only thing I've really gotten any time to play is just some more Ocarina of Time randomizers. I actually had a pretty good seed this last time. I think I played it for like 2.5 to almost 3 hours, and actually beat a couple of the dungeons and had most of the good items. So,
How long you been doing that, Zach?
like off and on for the last month or so.
Yeah.
I just got deep, like went down the rabbit hole deep of it. Like it became my nighttime
Yeah.
routine of like winding down to watching an hour of like some streamer play it. And I was like, okay, I've watched this for probably like 10 hours. I can probably start feeling my way through some of this stuff. And yeah, I just got hooked. It's very fun to see how long it takes you to get like a
Yeah.
useful item.
They're super fun. I got real into Link to the Past randomizer like last year,
Ooh, that'd be fun.
which is oh, it's a good time.
Oh, man,
Yeah, I'm wondering.
those sound
I'm
cool, and then
wondering.
I'm like, that's just a roguelike, and then I'm like, I don't like
It's
roguelikes.
it cool. It requires a very specific like galaxy brain mentality. Like you have to know those games frontwards and backwards, because like I feel like Legend of Zelda is like everybody knows Legend of Zelda games, but like do you know where every single treasure chest is and can you memorize it?
And know exactly what items you need to like be able to get to that chest. Like I had one, and my last one was like, okay, I can get halfway through this dungeon because I don't have a certain item to get me past a certain point. But there is like three chests that will allow me to check in there. And I'm like, okay, I gotta go do it because I have no other leads at the moment.
Sounds nuts. Have you beaten the game with a randomizer yet or no?
No, it's gonna take a lot of not just like time, but like or commitment, like to memorizing everything. But just like the first run that I complete will probably take upwards of 5 hours, anyways. So it's just like, and it's not the kind of thing that I want to stop halfway through, because then you're like, fuck, what have I or haven't I checked yet? I completely forgot.
Spend the
So
next 15 minutes of your next play, like the next time you play, just going through your items, being like, oh God.
yeah, it's
Yeah, you take copious notes.
exactly.
All right, well, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else, Nick, or that's pretty much it?
That's it. I
You've
really
been
wish,
moving.
wish yeah, I wish I had more time, but I mean I've been playing Tetris with boxes in my house, but that's not quite the same thing.
Real Life Tetris is a great game.
Sadly, they don't disappear when you put them all together.
I mean, you might not want them to.
I was gonna say, they're important things. If you like all my clothes, oh shit.
That's
true.
What are
That's
you gonna
true.
do without all the V-necks, Zach?
That would be a real monkey spa.
Right. That would be real. Oh gosh, I wish all these boxes were gone. No, I don't.
That would have been a really good transition if you were last. Unfortunately, you're not.
Nope.
Andrew, what have you been playing?
Well, let's see. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm very, very deep in Final Fantasy 14. So patch 5.3 just came out a couple about a month ago. So I have been doing a lot of end game crafting and gathering in Final Fantasy 14, which it sounds like this is for me and me alone, so I'll probably move on.
I mean, I appreciate Final Fantasy 14 as like someone who played a lot of WoW, but I haven't
Yeah.
I can't like justify playing an MMO right now.
I think fair. I think everybody has appetite for one.
Yep.
And I didn't get very far in WoW. I didn't get very far in Final Fantasy XI when I played both in high school. So this has been like, I've been playing it since pretty much since Realm Reborn came out. So it's like, it's been my one forever game, which always nice to have when you need yeah. that, you need that bag of Doritos. And then, I also just blew through, Blasphemous on Switch, which was very good. I don't know if you guys have played that.
That sounds familiar. What is that?
It is Dark Souls, but like,
oh yeah, I know
Spanish Catholic, like Renaissance era Catholicism. It's fucking rad. It's really cool.
Just in case you didn't have enough Catholic guilt in your life.
Yeah. I think we referenced it in that video that Zach and I worked on a while back. Yeah, and I was like, I should actually play that game. It's fun though. It's very like, it's 2D Souls like. So if you've played Hollow Knight, it plays a lot very similar to that.
Okay, cool. Is it okay? So it's 2D. It's not like a 3D Dark Souls.
It's 2D.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay. Is it only on Switch or is it on PC and stuff too?
PC, Switch. I think it's on PS4 as well. Yeah, all the usuals.
Very cool. Anything else, Andrew?
I'm just gonna make a note that I get $5 every time I have to tell you that I get $5 every time I talk about Final Fantasy 14. So. Hashtag sponsored ad. So.
Your one of your compatriots in the chat said, "Wow! It only took Andrew 9 minutes to bring up Final Fantasy."
Well, get ready, nerds! It's gonna be the whole fucking night.
His wish is going to be about Final Fantasy 2.
Charity, yeah. You're welcome.
Pridge, what have you been playing, my dude?
So it's been the last 2 weeks of actually remasters for me, because I've been playing a lot of the Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remaster, and a lot of the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles remastered.
Oh, yeah.
So I've actually been indulging in a lot of remasters.
I want to hear about both of these. Please indulge me.
So the Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remaster is just phenomenal. It's very good looking. It plays very clean. I haven't lost I didn't feel like I've lost a step since playing Underground for several hours straight back when that came out. So I've like burned through most of both 1 and 2 in the remaster in a very short period of time. Because it's endlessly fun and extremely worth it at like the $30 or $40 price point it came at.
Oh, it's not 60?
No, it's not 60. I want to say it's 40, and for some reason I have like a $10 store credit on the Epic Store, so it only cost me 30, which was awesome.
Heck yeah.
Are you one to go do like every single challenge in the game, or are you just like kind of skating to skate?
Oh no, I've almost got every single challenge. Like,
damn,
I've got like every single challenge in like 6 of the 9 Tony Hawk 1 levels, and then like 4 of the 9 Tony Hawk 2 levels, and the ones that I haven't got all of mine, you'd like 2 or 3 more things on each.
Or gonna like have to total. Change your, gonna have to change your your title from Ace Attorney or legal counsel to the Birdman.
Birdman attorney at law.
Harvey Birdman attorney at law.
That's fucking funny.
That's a deep cut for everyone out there who may not have known that show. Also, in the Create a Skater, you can give your skater a face mask. So even my fictional Tony Hawk character understands the need for wearing a mask during these troubling times.
That's hilarious and awesome.
It actually is really funny. And then the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles remake, I am actually having more fun with it than I thought I would, because I'm really just playing it solo right now, which isn't really the whole draw of that game, but I'm indulging in the nostalgia so much that I'm actually finding it surprisingly fun, even just to romp around. Again, the gameplay is very dated, super duper dated, but it's just fun, and I'm enjoying dipping back into something I did a lot when I was younger.
Have you partied up with people or no?
Not yet. I've heard that they are going to be releasing a major patch to fix online issues in mid to late September. So I'm kind of waiting to hear more on that before I start trying to party up too much.
I've heard the
online is untenable right now, and they will be fixing that. So in the meantime, I'm just goofing around at my own pace solo.
Okay, I was curious if you had firsthand experience on how bad the online was or not, but that's
no. I heard it was bad, so I haven't reached out to the two or three other people I know who will have it and try to do any online yet.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen some of the load time comparisons, and I just have no idea how this version takes longer to load than the original game in some parts.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they really dig this one up.
Yeah, they did. At least the online portion of it.
Nice. Well, Nintendo doing bad things with online. I guess it's Square, not Nintendo, but.
It's super Square. I'm gonna talk about it as my monkey's paw wish, so let's not spoil too much.
Okay.
Oh no. All right. Anything else for you, Fridge?
No. Other than that, I've just been playing the occasional League, especially TFT, but that's it.
Alright, so for my games played, I have a confession to make. So remember last episode 2 weeks ago where we talked about the Nemesis system and Shadow of Mordor a bunch?
Oh hey, yeah.
I had never actually played Shadow of Mordor.
Oh dang.
Nice.
So I have now played the vast majority of Shadow of Mordor.
it's good though, right?
It's pretty good. There are definitely parts that feel very early this gen. Late PS3, just some of the combat pieces are like, why are there so many two-button combos that just don't work half the time?
That was a launch game for this gen, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was launch, but it was close.
I think it was definitely early. Somebody from... Yeah. You're right. No, yeah, I think it was in the first year, because I remember somebody from IGN said, this feels like the first true next-gen game. And I played it, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, and graphically, it's very early PS4, where it's like, oh, this was clearly awesome when it came out. And now I'm kind of like, eh.
Is it rife with particle effects and just stuff everywhere, like all those early PS4 games are?
Yes, in the way that they use the Wraith. The Wraith is basically just... A ton of particle effects for a lot of his stuff, so yeah.
Looking at you, Bloodborne.
probably, I don't think to the same degree as Bloodborne, though. But overall, I knew a lot about the Nemesis system because I've looked into it before, I just had never experienced it. And experiencing it, it's fun. I totally get it. So, that's my confession. I'm really enjoying Shadow of Mordor. I'm probably going to platinum it. It's pretty fun. And not a ton of work to do the platinum. So
I don't think the platinum on that one is tremendously terrible. I don't think there are any super difficult achievements.
There's one that's just really out of the way, but that's it. That's the rest of them are pretty reasonable to do. Most of them are just fucking with the Nemesis system,
exactly.
So, which I'm already doing anyway, so it's fine. and then also speaking of games that we, just kind of go back to, their bread and butter games, booted up Tales of Symphonia again.
Oh my god, dude, just put it to rest.
Dan's a monster.
I am going to get the platinum for this game. It is my favorite game of all time. It will take me probably 6 playthroughs because I fucked up a couple of the early ones.
Oh my god.
But you know what? I got... this playthrough and then a half playthrough to do, as long as I don't mess up this playthrough. So,
Jesus.
It's fine. I love that game.
In the highest of high levels, what does a platinum for Tales of Symphonia require?
So, most of the stuff, very simple. And if you go to the trophy page, it's just collect all titles for these characters.
Okay.
Guess what? A lot of the titles for each characters are literally platinum achievements in themselves.
Great.
One of them entails playing the first half of the game without using any healing items. Another one entails... And this is just for a title. This is not a separate achievement. Yeah. You get like two, you get one achievement for getting 10 titles for each character, and then a second achievement for getting all the titles for each character. One of them is not missing a single chest in the game. That's the one I keep fucking up, because a bunch of the chests are missable because dungeons explode.
Yeah, right.
There's one where you have to keep your party, like your entire party level, not like the highest level of a member on your party, under a certain level and get 3/4 of the way through the game and beat a certain boss. And that's one title. That's not an achievement.
That's just cool.
So this game is hell, but I love it and it's fine.
You know what you should do? You should play a different game.
No, I love this game, dude. It is my favorite game of all time. I have played it probably 14 or 15 times at this point.
God.
I replay it roughly every year, and I love it every time. So
you know,
I don't care.
You know what my game I replay every year is? Super Metroid. You know how long that game is? 2.5 hours if you know what you're doing.
I mean, it's like Tails after the first playthrough is like 25 hours. Shorter if you have enough like upgrades.
Short for a JRPG.
Yeah, and like it literally gets shorter every time you play through it, just because you get more and more upgrades. So it's not like it's not the worst. The first playthrough, if you've never played the game, is 50 to 70 hours, depending on what you do. But after that, like a third of that. All right, enough Tales. Other stuff I played: rhythm games. Got back into OS. Played more Beat Saber. I think last time I said I was playing the Linkin Park levels and I didn't like them a lot. I think I was just out of practice. I like them now. I was just being bad. They're fine, so go check them out. And then the last one, and leading into our Monkey Paw wishes, I went back to Beyond Good and Evil 1.
Oh no.
And finished off my trophies for that game, since I missed a couple. So, as Zach alluded to earlier, and going into our topic of the show, my Monkey Paw wish has to do with the game starting with B and ending with Yon, Good and Evil.
I'm glad I was right.
Yep.
And I got another couple wishes if we don't run long, but I doubt that's going to happen. So, here is my wish, everyone. My wish is that Beyond Good and Evil 2 releases to universal praise from both critics and fans. That is my wish. Is that too specific?
No.
Okay.
No.
I've got something.
Now, please, everyone, ruin my hopes and dreams.
This is a short one, so I just want to throw this in here real quick. So, do you remember the Joseph Gordon-Levitt big reveal?
100%. I absolutely do, yes.
Which was just wild. Okay, so for anybody who didn't see that reveal, when they were in the process of announcing that Beyond Good and Evil 2 is definitely absolutely happening as a game, Joseph Gordon-Levitt popped out of a box and was like, hey, remember Hit Record? This thing that I do? And it was something about something, go on a website and create content for Beyond Good and Evil 2. So my Monkey's Paw curse is the entire game is user created content.
Fuck,
submitted
that's
by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh my god, that's good.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt basically single-handedly uses fan content to create Beyond Good and Evil 2.
I would say a jumping off point from that, we have a extreme licensing issue, and constantly people whose content is made into the game, there's some sort of like fallout with Hit Record or whatever, and so that content is no longer allowed to be in the game, which essentially prevents the game from being published anywhere. So it's only available for a short period of time. And presumably it comes out next generation. We don't even know that at this point. So PlayStation 5s and Xbox Series Xs that have downloaded versions of Beyond Good and Evil 2 will become rare collector's items.
Yeah. It's like the original ending for Neon Genesis Evangelion, which you can't see anymore.
Wait, is that you can't see the original ending?
Not unless you have the DVDs.
What?
Is there really no other way?
They lost the licensing, so all the streams now, they have a different ending credits. So so you can't hear Fly Me to the Moon unless you have the originals.
What?
Wow. So weird.
Yep.
What the? I can't believe that. I had no idea. I watch Ava every few years because I love that anime. But damn,
Sorry, this is a little off topic, but it's relevant. There is a Chrome. A Chrome tool utility? You can download that will insert if it sees that you're watching Evangelion on Netflix, it will insert Fly Me to the Moon.
That's amazing.
Oh, you just mean the ending theme.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like the ending to the show.
No. Oh, fuck. That would be nuts. No.
In this ending, the angels decide to leave Earth and everyone.
Okay.
I was going to say, though, but like the ending of Evangelion doesn't make any sense anyway. So if there wasn't an ending, would it really help or hurt the situation much?
You know,
it's the last season of The Office, actually. They just transitioned to the last season of The Office. And
that does explain when I most recently watched Evangelion on Netflix. I was like, I know they changed who sung Fly Me to the Moon every episode.
Yeah.
But this is not Fly Me to the Moon. And I was really confused.
That is very funny. Yeah,
they lost the rights to it. But it happens. I mean, it happens.
I'm surprised those aren't just like global rights since it's a Sinatra song and that's old as fuck. All right. Anyone else want to fuck up my dream?
IP Law is a son of a bitch.
Because, like, honestly, at this point, I'm totally fine with these monkey fuckers.
Andrew's is much better than mine. My original joke was going to be, yes, this game does come out to global critical praise. Everyone loves it. It sells millions of copies. But it comes out on the PlayStation 9.
I'd be fine with that, too.
It comes out before Psychonauts 2.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Oh. And I don't know if you want to take that means it comes out really soon, or it just means Psychonauts gets delayed forever. Whatever that entails, but it comes out before Psychonauts 2.
Yeah, that's very good.
Man, I really thought y'all were gonna go different places with this one.
I mean, what did you expect?
I legit thought one of you would just say, yeah, but you hate it.
That's too easy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all user-created content, so I think I assumed that was implied.
I mean, that's fair, except I actually have looked at a lot of the hit record. I am a stalker for this game. But, like, I've looked at a lot of the hit record content. It's pretty good.
Like, yeah. I guess the other easy joke is it has nothing to do with any of the characters from the first game.
Ooh, spiritual successor.
A separate story. Yeah.
It'd be even worse because like all the trailers have characters from the first game.
they only appear in vague flash and short flashbacks.
It's just like we took them out; they're not in there anymore. Yeah.
It's like Chrono Cross. You get a statue of the main character in one scene. That's it.
Yeah, it's in the future, and there's a trailer for a movie in the background of one scene, and it's the trailer for the game.
Yeah,
someone you overhear someone mention Jade in passing.
Oh man, I really love that Beyond Good and Evil show. It's really cool.
God,
the Netflix series.
Ooh, if they made a Netflix,
they are making a Netflix series
of Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
I think a hybrid live action animated film adaptation is currently in the works at Netflix.
Wow.
No. Oh my. I don't know if I'm going to love that or hate that, but I'm excited.
I don't know if this helps. In development with Detective Pikachu director Ralph Letterman.
I don't like that.
I haven't seen Detective Pikachu, so I'm very neutral.
I wasn't a fan.
I liked it.
Did they do the hybrid CG and human well though?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. That's fine.
Now, what did you think about Shark Tale and Monsters vs. Aliens? Because that's also what Rob Letterman's done.
Also haven't seen either of those. Haven't seen either.
What about Gulliver's Travels starring Jack Black?
Holy shit, haven't seen that either. Not done a lot of good movies.
No, this guy's not made any good movies.
But he has like done a lot of live action CG movies.
Detective Pikachu was at least okay. It just wasn't great.
Well, right? If I know anything, Netflix anime adaptations are pretty stellar.
But
so.
Beyond Good and Evil, not an anime.
No, it's not.
Hey, listen, I know we're all excited for that Dragon's Dogma anime that's coming out.
I'm not at all. No.
Couldn't be less.
All right. Taking volunteers, whose dream would like to be destroyed next?
This hit me as we were talking about this one, because it's a game I love that I completely forgot about, and a game I've talked about on the show before. One of my hidden gem games that not many people have played is Elite Beat Agents, which is a critically underplayed gem for the original Nintendo DS. It is a rhythm game with a cool gimmick of you're doing these levels set to famous songs, or covers of famous songs, and as you're playing them, there is like a vague story on top of it of like, in the world of the game, there is a secret organization of agents who get sent out to people in distress, and they sing and dance to a song, and that inspires the people to do better and improve their situation. It doesn't make any sense, but it's fucking hilarious, and I love that game. And the soundtrack is great. I want a sequel. Just please give me... This will never happen. So,
I'm gonna hit you with one real quick.
Okay, I think this one's pretty easy to destroy. But
you said all the music is covers, right?
Yeah.
In the sequel, they're all Kidz Bop covers.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty good.
I like that a lot.
Oh, I felt
they're all just the Kidz Bop covers.
Fuck, dude, that's so good.
Now that's what I call Elite Beat Agents, Volume 2.
Oh my god, that's the name of it too. Now that's what I call Elite Beat Agents, Volume 2.
I almost missed that joke for a second. That's actually pretty good.
That is really good.
Oh my god.
What do you think, Zach, about Elite Beat Agents, Aerosmith?
Yeah, that was where I was going to go. It's like somebody's going to pick a band that is just not very fun to listen to and be like, oh, hey, it's Elite Beat Agents, you too. And I'm like,
Elite Beat Agents, Creed.
There it is.
Yeah. All right, so obviously this is a Switch game, right?
Yeah, it's got to have the touchscreen.
Got to have the touchscreen. Unfortunately, Elite Beat Agents does not come out on the Switch and requires a $200 separate screen peripheral.
Yeah, I mean, I won't play it then. That sucks. I mean, pretty much all of the options here, I won't play it, but...
Does Switch have the microphone, like the 3DS did?
That's
a good question.
I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it does, because they have that separate app for...
You're totally right. You have to...
For talking with people. It.
Yep, you have to use your phone to speak with people.
Can I question Dave's? Does this $200 dongle work for anything else?
No, absolutely not.
It's like
you literally have to spend $200 to play Elite Beat Agents.
I mean, and only Elite Beat Agents. It might also work for now. That's Elite Beat Agents Volume 3, but it definitely doesn't work with anything else.
No.
Despite how much you've ruined the game, they somehow get a third one greenlit.
Yeah,
and the dongle works for that.
It's like, what was the name of that mech game that had the $200 add-on that you had to have to play it?
Steel Battalion.
Oh, the Xbox one?
Steel Battalion, yeah. It's like Steel Battalion, but Elite Beat Agents.
Jesus.
Which means it has a very rabid cult following with a lot of money.
Actually, you know
that
what?
Travels to conventions.
Actually, no, I take that back. I was going to say it would probably make the game annoying if it was like an actual like DDR game. But then thinking about it, that would probably be the one game that would get me into like DDR dance mechanics. And I would play the shit out of that.
If they just made Elite Beat Agents DDR?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
That's just DDR.
I think that's just DDR.
I was going to say, is that just DDR?
Yeah.
But it's with a plot. What if DDR had plot, guys?
It would make me 0% more likely to play it.
DDR World Tour.
There's literally a game that is Elite Beat Agents without the plot. It's called OS. It's on PC. Yeah. Go download it now for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. I can't think of any curses between Pridges was too good. Like I can't.
That was a strong opener on that. That was brutal.
I would love to see the reason I asked if there's a microphone on the Switch, I would love to see a vocal component, like when they added it to Rock Band or when they created Rock Band with the microphone. Mm-hmm. But you just have to yell into your Switch.
See, I kind of like the Rock Band vocals.
If you
play with people who respect actually saying the words, it's fun.
Yeah, there's like the call it the journey of learning how to do vocals on Rock Band. It's like you start here, like I'm gonna sing it like I'm at a party and doing karaoke, right? And you get like half the the notes, and you're like, oh, that's kind of fun, whatever. And then like you play it by yourself in the cold light of day. And then you figure out that, like, oh, all I really have to do is go,
right? Yeah, it's a really weird, it's like, oh, I want to sing it like they do. Oh, all I really have to is just control my pitch. That's all it is.
If you want to 100% say it and so, you go, it's just very like a church choir.
I will never forgive that game for ruining Say It Ain't So for me.
Yeah, exactly. And then you do that at a party, and then you're the guy that ruined the party.
Well, yeah, you don't do that at a party. That's just Rock Band party etiquette.
Well, Dave, maybe you should tell that to me. Maybe you should go hop in the DeLorean and tell me that in college, because maybe I would have saved myself a bad day.
Maybe I would have kept getting invited to more college parties.
Maybe I would have gone to another party.
My first and only party. Damn you, Rock Band.
All right, Pridge or Andrew, give us a wish to ruin, a hope to ruin, a dream to crush.
Unless you've got one at the ready, Pridge, I have one.
You can go next.
Okay. So this is probably the most cliche one of the group. This is something like the internet says this on a daily basis, but I think it's still relevant given some of the recent releases come out this year. So Super Mario RPG 2, let's say that.
Oh, yep.
And exactly. And okay. I think that's, yep. And I say that because obviously, but also because, you know, it's pretty clear that we're never going to get another Mario RPG, right? Like Mario and Luigi is done. That company Alpha Dream is gone. Yep. Intelligent Systems has been very clear that like Origami King is not an RPG, and they don't intend to go back to the like thousand year door formula. And obviously the original, you know, Lightning Won't Strike Twice because of the Square Enix collab. So
I mean, it struck twice. They got the OG and thousand year door. It struck exactly twice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. When I say the original, I mean like Super Mario RPG, like the OG.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
next one. Yeah, you're good. You're good. Thousand Year Door definitely is like, that is the, at this point, the quintessential. But yeah, so my monkey's paw wish is I want a down and dirty Mario RPG game with new characters, non-Toad characters, good writing, and fun RPG mechanics. Go.
Say that one more time. Give me all the caveats I have to work with.
I want Super Mario RPG 2. Uh-huh. I want the fun RPG mechanics of the original. I want the new interesting characters from the two Paper Mario games. Mm-hmm. I want the hilarious writing from the first two Paper Mario games. That's what I want.
Oh, you're not giving me a lot of room to work with here.
Then Super Mario RPG 2. Then that's it. There's whatever that means to you.
My first jump would be there's no party members. It's just Mario, which is something that everybody fucking hates in those games, but I feel like that's taking away from it too much.
I got one.
Okay.
Never gets translated or ported to English.
Oh. Yep. Yeah. That's it. That's the one. We got there. It's a real Reggie move, if you will.
It stays in Japan and never leaves.
Damn.
That's excellent.
That's very good.
That's really good.
I'm trying to come up with another one, but that was definitely my initial.
Where I was going was Square's penchant for creating mobile remasters.
It's a mobile game.
It's a mobile game with terrible looking sprites.
Oh, that's another really good one.
Yeah. On top of that, it's a mobile game with terrible sprites with gacha mechanics.
I was gonna say, you start out with Mario and everyone else and getting other party members is a gacha mechanic.
Yeah, and every one of the Koopa kids is a 5-star.
Just absolutely obliterates you with microtransactions.
Oh, gross.
They create a pass for it like they did Fire Emblem Heroes.
A $10
ridiculously overpriced gacha pass.
Awful.
Yeah, those are all pretty damn good.
Oh, I got another one.
Okay.
Initially, the game is horrible, and it takes them 5 years of patches and expansions to make it good.
Oh my god, 5 years. Okay.
What? I mean, what could you even do?
I will accept that for crappiness, but I cannot accept that knowing that Nintendo doesn't patch their games.
Well, yeah, but I'm assuming this is kind of a Square game, not a Nintendo game.
Fair point. All right.
And let's just take a look at Final Fantasy 15 to
don't
justify that monkey's paw.
Do you have 3 hours? Don't even get me started. Final Fantasy 15.
We're changing the topic to 3 hours of bitching about Final Fantasy.
Oh god, 15. I got another one.
Okay.
Directed by Tetsuya Nomura.
Oh my god.
All zippers all the way down.
I was gonna say make it a crossover game with like another franchise that nobody wants to attack. Oh, Rabbids. Make it Rabbids.
No, that was Mario and Rabbids was great.
That has happened and that game rules.
It was good, but nobody in America wanted the fucking Rabbids there.
We didn't want it because we didn't know that we needed it.
It was the game we needed.
Rabbids game?
You're absolutely wrong here, Zach.
Normally,
step off your podium.
But with how good Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle was, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was like Mario Party with Rabbids, actually, that's not a good example. That would probably be fun.
That would have been any different than Mario Party.
Mario RPG with Rabbids, though, no.
let me ruin this for you, because it's the same characters, it's just a different coat of paint. Mario cross Minions.
Okay, yeah, that sucks.
I hate that. Yeah, that's horrible.
I hate that more than words can describe.
They're the same characters. They just look different.
Yeah, but Rabbids aren't rife with racist memes on Facebook.
I hate, absolutely hate how right you are, Zach. And I will never be able to unsee that.
That's why I hate why I hate Rabbids. They're fucking minions. They're just fucking minions.
So, fun fact, Rabbids and Rayman, created by the man who made Beyond Good and Evil. Just saying.
Wow. Yes.
Thank you.
So Beyond Good and Evil 2 has Rabbids in it. That's what you're saying?
See, that would have been a good monkey's paw curse for that game.
It's Beyond Good and Evil and Rabbids.
Oh, we're retroactively adding that back now? Okay.
Yeah.
I hate it now. Yep, that does it more than any of the other curses did.
Because it's a game made by Ubisoft, there's no female playable characters. Therefore, Jade cannot be in the game.
Well, she just can't be playable.
It was a weak joke. I'm just mad at Ubisoft right now, and I had to make another jab.
Yeah. And they also made the character for Immortals Phoenix Rising that should just be Gods and Monsters female.
It's
customizable, but it's like female by default.
The trailer they put out this week did have a female playable character, which was surprising.
Small props for that in the field of anti-props.
I feel like that was a reaction to everything that's been going on. Too bad they couldn't put an actual apology.
They had, for the 2019 trailer, it was a female.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a male.
No, female. Mm. I'm like 99% sure. If you went back and looked at it and told me it was a male, I wouldn't be shocked, but I'm pretty sure. All right, Pridge, give us a dream to crush under our heels.
All right, this one could be fun. Breath of the Wild 2 completely abandons the weapon durability system.
This is good. This was going to be... Here's the thing. I don't want to ruin Breath of the Wild 2. I'm very excited.
I know. You got it for this. Get rid of the weapon durability mechanic. What are you guys going to add that completely offsets it?
A la Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. It's a car, you build a cars in the game. It's no longer you don't wander through Hyrule and get to climb and explore everything. You have to build a shitty car, like the fucking bike or the gummy ship, and use that to explore.
Oh, God, it's a gummy ship.
That's excellent.
See, I didn't play Nuts and Bolts, so I wasn't super on board, but as soon as you made the gummy ship analogy,
yeah,
fuck that. One hurt. Fuck that.
That hurts real bad. I will defend Nuts and Bolts a little bit. I think that's a fun game. It was just, it should never have been a Banjo-Kazooie game. But by default, like if it were a Lego game, it would have been everyone's favorite Lego game.
That's a damn good argument. I agree with you on that one.
All right, here's one. Not only do they abandon weapon durability, they abandon an open world and it's now a platformer.
Now, I guess they're making the prequel a fucking Musou, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, now the sequel is a bad Mario game.
All right, I have an idea. All right, I'm gonna take that a step further, right? So it's a platforming game, but you're teamed up with your future self because there are time mechanics, and we know that there are four timelines in Legend of Zelda, and your future self happens to be a baby, and every time you get hit by an enemy, the baby goes away, and you have to catch the baby, and then
It took me a second to think you're going with this.
It's Yoshi's Island with time mechanics. Holy shit.
And we call it Breath of the Child.
Oh, good.
Put the weapon durability mechanic back in.
Zelda's Island. That's fucking good.
All right. I got another one.
Go for it.
They actively include every single Zelda timeline in this game.
Fuck you.
I'd almost be impressed to see them try that. I know the end result was bad, but exactly. I'd actually enjoy seeing them try.
They actively try to make the Zelda timeline canon in a game instead of just in a book.
what if this time they make Zelda a girl?
How does that make it work? Oh wait, you mean Link?
No, he's just memeing.
Oh, it's a shitty internet meme.
He's memeing.
Breath of the Wild, but the main character is the badly made me, Lonk.
fucking no, it doesn't work.
What about Kinect support? Let's get Kinect in there.
Xbox has Kinect support.
Brings back motion controls. That's actually a good one, though. That would be annoying. That would be, like, plausible, but annoying. I mean,
Breath of the Wild still had motion control. Oh, you mean, like, not optional motion control?
Yeah, like Skyward Sword.
Being Skyward Sword.
Yeah. How about that Ring Fit thing? We can use that somewhere, right? That's like your only, every one of your items utilizes the Ring Fit in a different way.
Wait, I'd actually still play that. I like
Ring Fit. Because you have a Ring Fit, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sounds rad, actually.
Oh, what's...
I mean, one of the attacks of Ring Fit Adventure is the bow pull, so I mean...
Yeah, you could do the bow pull.
That'd be pretty cool, actually. I'd be down for that if I had a Ring Fit.
You could do the Twilight Princess spinner somehow.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the pride.
I don't even remember that. What is that?
It's that big stone gear that you use three times in the whole game, and yeah, you like
it's really a top that you stand on and spin around on.
Yeah, top.
Okay, I played it on GameCube, so like I didn't have any motion controls with that.
I don't even think you needed motion controls with that.
Just like a bad mechanic.
It didn't use
motion. Yeah, it's just a really weird item, and it didn't. The worst thing is, like you said, like Andrew said, it didn't get used a lot.
Okay, it must not have, because I straight up do not remember it existing.
Yeah, once you beat the boss,
there's one boss fight in one dungeon where you need it, but like that's it.
Here's a good one. Obviously, in this game, Zelda is no longer a captive of Calamity Ganon for the entire playthrough. She is with you from the start. And the entire game essentially works as an escort mission where she has bad AI and accompanies you the whole time.
That's so good.
And
oh, that's so good.
And there's a lot more voice acting with her.
Oh no.
Oh, that's so choice. Breath of the Wild through the giant escort mission.
Shit. Link gets voice acting in this game. How about that? And it's bad.
Oh, of course it's bad. Real question. Do you all think that they will change the voice/voice actress for Zelda in the next Zelda game.
I really thought her voice acting was like the weakest in the game, and it's obviously was the most important. The fact that she is presumably going to play a bigger part in this game does terrify me, because I did not enjoy the voice actresses.
I honestly didn't think it was like that bad or that much of anything. So I can't really know.
I just thought it was weird that she was a bad British person.
Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely substandard compared to the champions, but I think it's just the champions were so good and she was just very passable.
Yeah. The champions had appropriate voices and she didn't.
I mean, I think like, writing was also like, but yeah, it just,
okay.
It was disappointing.
Just quick, like, poll. Do you think they'll change her voice for the next game?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was bad enough where they're like go out of their way.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they'll change. I mean, God knows the fucking Charles Martinet played Mario for 37 years.
Yeah, but he's fantastic. Yeah. Why would we change this?
It might be better writing. I think we can expect it to be better writing though, or at least hoped it to be better writing. I think part of the problem with Zelda was that they had to record everything because you got all of her stuff in fragments, unlike the champions where it was like very linear, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's something like they had to write all of the Zelda flashbacks as though it was the first time you were seeing them. So you couldn't see it, you know, you like experience the character over time like you could with some other ones.
That's fair.
I might be thinking too into it, but like if this is a little more like cut and dry, you know, where it's just like you're on an adventure with Zelda, there's a little more room for that development, so
that's actually a really good point.
It's a good point. I think it's probably giving them a little too much credit, but I think it's still a valid point.
Yeah.
Now, do we think Link and Zelda are gonna kiss?
Yes, 100%.
Oh,
super gonna French.
Actual romance in the game.
100%. They're fucking spelunking together. They're gonna make out at some point.
That you're going for like a sexual entendre there, but
I thought about it and I just like I made a left turn instead of going down that path.
Joe's spelunking and they were like, wait, shit.
there's definitely going to be a scene where he like trips and falls on top of faces in her chest.
That's 1,000,000,000% true. Now, question: are they going to do another cutscene where it's Zelda's butt?
Yeah, I was going to say, is it going to be her chest or her ass? I think it's going to be her ass.
They have done a lot of not doing anything with her as a character romantically this whole series.
Except her ass.
They're pretty lovey-dovey in Skyward Sword.
That's true.
That's fair.
Implied romance there.
Yeah.
All right. We're actually running short, which I didn't expect. So I got another wish that I want to throw at you guys. See what you got.
Yeah, we can do another quick round of shorter one.
Yeah.
So here's another one. EA and Activision both completely dissolve into a bunch of smaller studios.
Wow.
Okay. See, I know this is something we all want. So please ruin it for yourselves.
Each days later, each one of those studios is individually bought by Tencent.
He wins. That's the best.
Your wish is officially
Look, Dad, look, I do business. I know how business works. As capitalism, baby.
Damn it, God. That was really
God damn. Oh man, I can't. I was like in my head, I was like, man, BioWare is finally separate from EA, like Respawn's doing their own thing. And then she's like, no, they're all Tencent.
Nah. It's all gachapon games all the way down.
Chinese mobile games now.
Fucking yep. Christ. That hurt. That hurt, Andrew. That fucking hurt.
It doesn't hurt as much as trying to get that sweet, sweet Commander Shepard after the 5th year anniversary festival.
I can't top that. Mine was not nearly as good. I'm not even gonna say it.
I'm in so much pain right now.
I guess. I mean, the two I would have is like. These are both kind of me speaking for Fisher because he's not here. you get Bloodborne 2. And then, I mean, also just literally any mech building game, like fucking, I don't care if it's Armored Core, I don't care if it's Chrome Hounds, just fucking let me build a mech and blow stuff up with it and customize all parts. That's all I want.
Mech Warrior 5 did come out like not that long ago.
I want to address these as two separate dreams real quick.
Yeah.
So first, specifically to ruin this for Fisher, because this is in the heart, in memory of him, Bloodborne 2 is a Breath of the Wild like, including the durability system.
Good. Chef's kiss, because he fucking hates that game. Get dunked on, Fisher.
It is literally a Breath of the Wild clone in Bloodborne like art style with the durability system.
It's very good.
Can I take that energy and say that Bloodborne 2 is going to adopt the battle mechanics of Paper Mario the Origami King?
Making all the combat worthless.
Yeah, so your fight with Gascoigne is not actually a fight, it's just a puzzle that you have to solve the same way every time.
The puzzle's like, oh, Gascoigne's like, oh no! Yeah. You did the Sudoku!
Yeah. I guess I don't smell blood anymore, or whatever.
Damn it. You're very good at this.
It's all that time on Debate This, dude.
That's right. That's almost like all we do. Is
a podcast that is exclusively comedy and video games.
We exclusively deal in hypotheticals.
Okay, now that that's out of the way, unless you got something, Fridge.
Yeah, I feel like it's like asking for remasters is just like.
No. I meant like trashing on Bloodborne 2.
No, I think that's good.
Okay, now let's go to the mech thing, Zach.
Okay. To be quick, too, Pridge, you said MechWarrior 5 came out. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did that actually have customization, or was it like some of the other MechWarrior games where it's just like you fight as the Prometheus, you fight as the Wildcat, or like whatever the different mech's names are?
I mean, I thought it was the one where there were a bunch of different body types and you could stack all the different, you know, types of weapons on it.
You know what? I think you're right, because Mech Assault is the one where they're already pre-built. Mech Warrior.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of the Mech Warrior games in the main line are allowed for customization.
Rusty, I just made the wish that we get another like big AAA customizable mech combat game, and they're going to ruin it now, so enjoy this.
Okay, so giant customizable mech game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Daemon X Machina.
No, shoot, I was thinking of... is it Daemon X? What's the game that was like a... They just remade it, and it's like the president fights flies the mech?
Oh, no, that's not Daemon X Machina. Fuck, that's a FromSoft game.
Yeah, he's like, my brother!
Metal Wolf Chaos.
Metal Wolf Chaos.
Thank you, Google, for that one. No, Daemon X Machina is that Switch game that's like Armored Core and modeled around Armored Core and made by a lot of the same team that did Armored Core, but anime and bad.
Yeah, no one liked it.
It came out and everyone forgot about it a week later.
I have it. I'll eventually play it just because that's who I am and I want to play a mech game, and that's the most recent one I've got. But, like,
it's
not
going to
be good. So, your new game is just Daemon X Machina reskinned. It's not as bad as it could be.
It's Steel Battalion 2 with the dongle.
Hey, you say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. It's a Lego game.
That's very good.
Wait, even better. They're all gummy mechs.
Kingdom Hearts presents Mech Warrior.
Kingdom Hearts presents Gummy Mechs.
Wait, actually, can we go back to Elite Beat Agents real quick? It's a Kingdom Hearts music game.
You fucker.
Your new mech game is a G Gundam game, and you can only design your mechs as racial stereotypes.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's horrible and racist, but it could still be fun.
And also accurate. And racist.
God.
And also Punch Out.
God.
Yeah, and Punch Out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just imagine it though, Zach. Kingdom Hearts 727 over 3 days
robots.
Gummy ship adventures. Or gummy, gummy mech adventures.
Yeah, gummy mech. It's both. It's like Star Fox 64, where you can get the, you play the ship and then you take the land, and then the ship turns into like the landmaster.
But it's gummy.
The armoring walker. But it's
Transformers.
But it's Transformers directed by Michael Bay with Shia LaBeouf.
It's also Transformers.
It's also direct, like the game director is Michael Bay.
Yeah.
And Shia LaBeouf is in it.
Yeah, he's every part.
You mean the actor formerly known as Shia LaBeouf?
No. The character is Shia LaBeouf. It's just Shia LaBeouf as
played
a character.
They 3D scanned Shia LaBeouf, but the voice and all the acting is done by someone else.
Yeah, we can't afford that.
Oh God, this sounds like a great game.
I kind of want this now.
I want this and that it's so bad that I want to play it.
It sounds like, instead of the Fast and the Furious game, it's just the Transformers game. God damn it. Yeah, that's pretty good. Dream deferred. Man.
Pridge or Andrew, either of you have another dream you want destroyed?
Well, Pridge mentioned it earlier at the top of the show, but I came in here primed to talk about Crystal Chronicles because, man, I wish that game was better.
is that your wish? You wish it was better?
Yeah, I like, that's it. Like, I don't even need it to be like critically acclaimed. I just want it to be the game that it used to be. Like, that's all.
How about this? Mm-hmm. I will let that happen, and the load times will be fast, and the character models will actually be great again.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to play multiplayer, you have to fish out your old Game Boy Advance. Right. And the light cables to use as the multiplayer controllers, which is what you actually had to do in the original version.
Chokes on you, I still have my link cables.
I also still have my link cables.
It's in a box somewhere. You, Zach, are a benevolent god.
I was
in my basement.
So
I pulled it out and tried to replay it with a friend a few years ago, and I was like,
yeah.
Well, we can't play it because I don't have a Game Boy Advance and a link cable still.
I've got one for you.
Go for it.
They remaster it and they just re-release the original game on GameCube. They just reprint it. On the discs and everything.
Whatever. It feels like it's easier to buy a GameCube used and get that than it is to put in that 25-digit multiplayer code to play one dungeon together.
God damn.
Like, whatever.
That's like, what I mean. Like, literally buying a GameCube in the original game is probably better than the current game. So let's just re-release the original game. We'll just reprint the discs.
That's why this is so hard, because it this is a monkey. This is a real life Monkey's Paw wish. Like somebody said, I would love a remastered Crystal Chronicles. They're like, here you go, nerds. Like, rub a dub dub, bitches. Here you go.
Remember the load times from Bloodborne at launch? They're in this game yeah. now.
But it's the game.
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah. No, they just reprint the GameCube game. It doesn't play on Switch. They just reprint it. It's also $60 again.
Weirdly small size disc and all.
They reprint it. It's $60. Is the remaster at least not 60? Is it less than 60?
The remaster's 30.
No, is it 30? Okay.
Okay, that's that's better than it could be.
Again, you can buy the free version and play up to 13 dungeons for free with someone who has the full version. So like,
which seems like a better experience anyway.
Yeah, it's like so,
until you have to put in the 13 digit or what was it, 25 digit?
I don't know,
code or some shit.
Like, I think it's like only like 12 digit. But yeah, it's really weird that this is like they figured the worst possible way to like do a friend code exchange for crossplay.
It's almost like Animal Crossing where you like have to give people a code to go to your island.
I know. It's archaic. And the only reason, the reason it's so bad is because some VP was like, we need a mobile version. And they're like, cool. So then everything has to be dumbed down for their mobile version.
Yeah.
Oh, is it on mobile devices too?
iOS and Android.
Oh, so it's basically a port of a mobile game.
It's a mobile game.
Okay. Exactly. So they ported a mobile game that's a remaster of a GameCube game.
Yep. And that's why it sucks.
Wait. Did not realize that.
$30 on mobile?
I would imagine, yeah.
What's that, what was the question?
Is it $30 on mobile?
Oh, no. Almost certain it's not.
Hold.
We're all searching our phones. This is good. Shut up.
It just says install. Is it free?
Oh, because it's
it might be free. I wasn't going to assume, but I actually do think it's free for mobile.
That's probably probably the free version. Then you have to upgrade in the app or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
they have a bunch of in-app purchases too. So I don't know how that all
is. It in-app purchases for the Switch game that you paid $30 for, dude?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't have the game. I just have been watching a bunch of videos on it because I was so freaking excited for it and just ugh.
I mean, look, I'll tell you, it is still fun to play. As someone who does have it and has played like 5 years,
yeah,
it is still fun. And I think if they fix some of the online issues, it will be worth it for people who just, again, even if they just want to indulge in a couple nostalgia dungeons with the free version. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean the online stuff is still a mess, but the actual gameplay is what it was, and I enjoy that enough.
That's fair enough.
Fridge, you got one more?
I don't know. Can I get a Jet Force Gemini remaster?
Ooh.
Now I don't know if you're aware, but there is actually a game that is coming out. I think in the next year.
I think it's out or really about to be out. Tamarind.
Yeah, that is made. It's like a spiritual successor made by a lot of the original team.
I was watching Yes, I Love You, I think. And Blessing said he was playing it.
Oh, shit.
Which means it's either out at this point or about to be.
Oh, you know what? It does have a 6 out of 10 on Steam, so it came out yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, very recent then.
Yeah.
So you want a Jet Force Gemini remaster?
Man, that'd be nice. I've never heard of this Tamarind though. Gee, Tamarind.
It's made by a lot of the same people, and very much in the same style. Mm-hmm. Probably too much in the same style, considering it's a modern game.
I mean, personally, as someone who did have some hype for Jet Force Gemini, I am a little bit turned off by the playable character's appearance, but
yeah, you can get over that though.
Yeah, probably.
How to ruin a Jet Force Gemini? I don't know anything about this game.
I can't give it the same gunplay as the original.
Yeah, I can, Pridge, I can make this real easy. You have to stick to the same control scheme.
Which yeah, is, I was going to say, yeah, okay. Yeah,
mid-90s rare where you have to aim with the left shoulder. And
yeah, again, yeah. The problem with the N64 controller was absolutely atrocious for shooters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can just say that that's still the case, and it that pretty is, much
ruins. That is still the case. This is a single joystick game, my dude.
Yeah.
Can I think of anything else?
It's too late. I was gonna say it's being published by Nintendo, but it's coming. It's the last game to come out on the 3DS, but that's nothing. See, it would just be really annoying.
I've got another one. I was thinking in very similar veins to you, Zach. It is only available on that like little mini Game Boy thing that has the crank.
Oh, the Playmates, I think is the name of it.
I think you're right.
Oh,
okay. If you Google that, you just get Playboy Playmates.
Wow, who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
I was gonna say, it's coming out to Xbox One.
Oh, it's published the play date is what that it's called.
Sense.
It's the play date,
but it's not coming to next gen or Game Pass. It's nothing. That's nothing. Yeah,
it's a Stadia exclusive.
Oh, there it is. That's a good one.
Oh, man.
I haven't even heard of this playdate thing.
It's a novelty.
It's a novelty. Okay. It literally has a crank.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm confused.
The crank replaces the joystick. You're welcome.
You make some really fun fishing minigames.
Enjoy playing Jet Force Gemini on that.
Interesting.
As per our recent thing, it's playable on a
pregnancy test.
Yeah, pregnancy test.
Oh,
like Doom.
Yeah, the Doom like thing. Doom. That's fun.
Just like Doom.
that's what I got for that one.
Stadia exclusive, and the you still have to use the N64 controls.
You still have to use the one control stick scheme.
Goddamn,
it's the classic variant.
Who designed the Nintendo controller? The N64 controller?
Probably
Jesus.
An octopus, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who didn't believe shooters were ever going to be a popular genre?
Probably not.
I mean, it was Nintendo. They didn't really believe in shooters.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
yeah, probably not. That's exactly why.
Real question, though. How do you guys remember holding the N64 controller? Did you do the two outside ones, or
I
did
held
you have
the
one
two
hand
outside
on the middle?
Depended on the game.
Outside middle.
Outside
on
middle.
The game. Normally outside middle, but I'd switch if the game needed. I'd switch if like
okay,
it
depends
was
on the game.
Game.
I
see you're a
100%
ambidextrous 64 player.
100% of the time, outside.
I feel like
I think
what
I think Dave, because I was an outside person too. I think we're wrong.
Oh, I agree in hindsight.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Looking back, I'm like,
yeah,
that was dumb. But that's I did it.
I can only count on, like, one hand the amount of games that required the D-pad for the N64.
Well, I mean, the only one that mattered was Super Smash Brothers.
I can't even think. Oh, for taunting?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is an important feature of that game.
Yeah, that's fair. I played a game called Mischief Makers was developed by Treasure. It's very good, but it used the D-pad exclusively, and that was like one of the first games that I had. And I think some that must have like trained me or something. But I was like, it didn't even like occur to me to go outside middle.
Yeah, I've been since told
that I am wrong. I am in the wrong.
I think I went straight from Super Nintendo to N64. So I naturally just put my fingers by the D-pad.
Then
I just never fucking occurred to me to hold it by the middle handle.
Rusty makes a good point. They should have made them like Joy-Cons, just change which part of the controller. my random, this is nothing to do with the topic, but random question is if they made a, like, they've made the Super Nintendo like add-on Joy-Cons, how would they do that if it was an N64?
Would
they stick it on the bottom of the Switch?
What do you mean? I'm confused.
You'd pop it in the back like the Rumble Pack slot?
let me find it. Keep
or
talking.
Or the transfer pack?
Yeah.
Gotta transfer all that GB, what was it, Game Boy Color data to your Pokemon Stadium?
Hell yeah, baby. All those peripherals that have one game use.
Okay, so we had the Rumble Pack, the Transfer Pack, the Expansion Pack. Is there anything else?
Do you say expansion? You said Expansion Pack.
Yeah,
right?
I said Expansion Pack.
I mean, there was probably other like weirdo third party ones. Like, there's something for Hey You Pikachu, right?
Yeah, I was
like,
gonna say there's the Hey You Pikachu microphone. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure there was others. Like, there was a card reader at one point.
Yeah, I think they had a card reader like they did for Game Boy Color too.
Yeah, yeah,
they had the same peripheral for both.
I'm sure they had a printer at some point or some connectivity Game Boy printer.
You need a printer for your fucking Pokemon Snap, dude.
I know. How else are people?
Oh wait, yeah, they had that at Blockbusters. You go print your Pokemon Snap photos.
This is a cursed image that you put in here, Zach.
Oh, what is?
It's a picture of the Switch.
Oh, you like mean the if they had like an N64 for
oh
Switch?
My God.
I'm gonna steal this.
Oh no, I'm gonna have to edit this in now. Oh no.
Yeah, can that please make that the image for this episode?
Oh God. I hate that.
You can't physically like use that.
It's quite perverted, actually.
You know, you kinda can.
There was, I can't find it, but there was one that actually cut the screen in half and put the middle of the controller in the middle, and that was the best one.
So, like, the top thing doesn't work, but theoretically, you could plug in the joystick into the USB-C port.
Yes.
You're not wrong.
You don't need the Rumble Pack, because the slide-in controller halves have Rumble now. Bam! Solved. Fucking send this to Nintendo, dude. They'll release N64 Virtual Console.
They'll release it.
Listen, my uncle works at Nintendo. He can get this started.
Oh God!
Throw up.
All right, with the feeling that leaves me with, which is mostly disappointment and shame. That's pretty much it for our episode. Does anyone have any plugs?
Go check out our D&D show, Tales from Runeterra. We just finished our first arc and had a lot of fun with it. And go check out our video essays and shit, because those are also cool.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Ubisoft video coming soon, right?
Yes. It'll probably be sometime next week.
It'll probably be after we publish this video for once.
Yes. I just sent another image. That's actually better.
It's not.
It's
that. Okay.
It's
that,
better.
That reminds me. That is the ASCII keyboard in the GameCube ASCII keyboard controller. That is all that is.
Yep. That's all that is.
Yeah.
So visually, like.
They had a PlayStation 2 one, I believe, as well for Final Fantasy 11.
They did.
Yeah. Andrew, you got something to plug, right?
Yeah, I got something to plug. Go check out Debate This. It's a podcast where me and three other guys, we talk about comics and video games, and we do stuff kind of like pretty much like what we did today. We, like I said, we deal in hypotheticals. So at the beginning of the episode, we'll ask a question. Most recently, we've done things like, speaking of Final Fantasy, we did each of us picked a Final Fantasy summon who could help me beat up my schoolyard bully, which was a lot of fun.
I gotta find a watch that's gotta be very funny.
it was really fun. There is one right answer, but no one's gotten it yet. So
it's just like Bahamut to drop a fucking meteor on him?
Maybe you should listen to the episode to find out.
Yeah. You gotta watch the episode to find out.
That's how you do a plug, boys.
That's it. You got to keep the mystery up.
It's teamwork. You got to set it up, man.
That's right. Also, in addition to that, we stream every Monday. So you get your sweet around the monitor contents Thursdays and Fridays, and go check out Debate This Cast on Monday nights. We're doing a lot of Overwatch now, but we've got a couple other series going on. So yeah.
Dope.
Very cool. Bridge, got anything?
No.
All right. Well, that will conclude this bi-weekly, whatever, Around the Controller. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this, give us a like, give us a comment. If you're feeling generous, want to hit subscribe and the fucking bell thing, whatever other YouTube people say, I don't fucking know. If you want to do all that stuff, exactly, smash the bell. I hate even having those words come out of my mouth. But yeah, it's been real. Thank you for joining us. This has been Around the Controller. See you next time.